Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We learned last night about eating mazonos. We're in Siman Lamed Tes, and we learned the end of Lamed Tes, which was Tziv Gimel, and we ended up that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that if you eat mazonos before you wash, so whether you're going to eat mazonos during the meal or you're not going to eat mazonos during the meal, you will become potter with benching. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. And so the only time you would make ala michya, he says, before you wash, is if you have a hefsek gadol between the eating and when you're going to wash. If there's a hefsek gadol, then you have to make ala michya. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. First of all, the din benching patos ala michya is b'diyevet. It does pater it if you bench p'to'us. The Shulchan Aruch paskens grade it doesn't. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that most achronim argue with the Shulchan Aruch and hold indeed the way the Kitzur says it, but not as vite as the way the Kitzur says it. Kitzur makes it sound like a lachatchila. Mishnah Berurah says b'diyevet, if you, let's say, bench by mistake. It happens sometimes. You know, you thought you washed, but you remembered you didn't. So benching patas, cake, mazonos, patas, any, even a cooked food. B'diyevet benching patas al hamichya, b'diyevet. But certainly you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If you eat cake before you go to a meal, you eat cake, you really, the Mishnah Berurah patas is not like the kids of Shulchan Aruch. He says, l'chatchila you're supposed to say al hamichya before you go to the meal. Supposed to say ala michya, but the yevid benching will pater it. Not, but the yevid, the benching of the meal will pater ala michya, but you have to make ala michya. No, the benching will pater ala michya and be the benching for the bread. But lechatchila you have to make ala michya. Oh, if you plan on eating cake during the meal, then it becomes very complicated because it depends really what type of mazonos, because pasabo bekisnin is really a suffek regular lechem. So you're always dealing with something that maybe you have to bench on anyway. It gets very complicated. I'm telling you bottom line. If you eat any type of mazonos before a meal, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you really, and you're not going to eat mazonos during the meal, you should make ala michya. The exception of that is Shabbos. Shabbos is the exception for the reason I said yesterday. Since you're making Kiddush, and you need Kiddush Makom Suda, so there's a natural extension and connection between the cake you're eating and the meal you go wash on. So even if you have the minig, as some people do, and my wife won't let me have that minig, is to make Kiddush and then to eat cake before you go wash. So even though according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you would do that not on Shabbos, you should make al hamichya. If you don't plan on eating cake during the meal, but on Shabbos, that's not the case. On Shabbos, you don't make ala michya, or for that matter, al hagefen. If you will be eating cake during the meal, then the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you do not make al hamichya. There is a natural extension, even though it gets really involved. If you remember, that should really only apply if you have to make a bar mitzvah mazonos on the cake during the meal, and you're eating it before the meal, patters it, and that creates a link. Here, that's not so clear that's what's happening, but because of a variety of reasons, if you're eating cake before a meal, and you're going to eat cake during a meal, the Mishnah Berurah paskins not to make al hamichya before the meal, but to specifically, you should specifically have in mind when you bench, I want to patter the cake up before the meal, because the whole dinner is not so poshut. If anybody wants to follow up on this, which, allow me my little fantasies. Rav Moshe in Orachayim Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel. Orachayim Chela Gimel, it happens to be sitting on that table, I didn't put it away. Orachayim Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel has an arichus on this inyan, but a short arichus, I'm serious, like a short arichus, and you can go through the whole inyan there, what Rav Moshe holds about this thing. I didn't go through the whole thing and have different maskanos, and again, we have what the Mishnah Berurah holds, and that's the bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Kitzur, takes the position that you will never be making ala michya unless you make a hefsek gadol.
Is it preferable to plan to eat the cake for the meal or not?